Welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Jewachong. Our text for reflection is Numbers 17, 1 to 11. Numbers 17, 1 to 11. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and get 12 staffs from them, one from the leader of each of their ancestral tribes. Write the name of each man on his staff. On the staff of Levi, write Aaron's name, for there must be one staff for the head of each ancestral tribe. Place them in the tent of meeting in front of the Ark of the Covenant Law, where I meet with you. The staff belonging to the man I choose will sprout, and I will rid myself of this constant grumbling against you by the Israelites." So Moses spoke to the Israelites, and their leaders gave him 12 staffs, one for the leader of each of the ancestral tribes, and Aaron's staff was among them. Moses placed the staffs before the Lord in the tent of the covenant law. The next day Moses entered the tent and saw that Aaron's staff, which represented the tribe of Levi, had not only sprouted, but had budded, blossomed, and produced almonds. Then Moses brought out all the staffs from the Lord's presence to all the Israelites. They looked at them, and each of the leaders took his own staff. The Lord said to Moses, "Put back Aaron's staff in front of the Ark of the Covenant Law, to be kept as a sign to the rebellious. This will put an end to their grumbling against me, so that they will not die." Moses did just as the Lord commanded him. My theme for reflection is recognizing God's leaders today. Recognizing God's leaders today. When Aaron's staff suddenly sprouted, bloomed, and bore almonds, it was more than just a surprise. It was a clear message from God about who he wanted to lead his people. For us today, this story can remind us of the need to look for and respect the leaders God puts in our lives. Sometimes these leaders might not be who we expect, or there might be people others overlook. The staff did not just grow a little, it exploded into life overnight. This reminds us of how God can breathe life into our churches and communities, turning what seems lifeless into something beautiful and productive. It is a lot like how the Holy Spirit energizes and renews us, bringing good changes where things had been stuck or dull. This miracle was also God's way of calming down the complaints and arguments of the Israelites. God showed his power and his choice, hoping to bring everyone back together in peace. And this part of the story makes us think about our own reactions. Do we grumble and resist when we don't like what is happening? Or do we try to understand and follow where God might be leading? God told Moses to keep Aaron's staff as a reminder for anyone who might want to rebel again. It is a lesson for us to remember the times God has guided and corrected us before. Keeping those memories alive can help us when we face new troubles or decisions. My dear friends, Moses did exactly as God asked, showing us how important it is to follow God's instructions. This is still true for us. Sometimes what God asks might not make sense right away, but trusting him and following his lead is always the right choice. In all of this, the story of Aaron's staff encourages us to trust in the leaders God gives us, to avoid conflict and negativity, and to be open to the amazing ways God can work in our lives. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, think about a time when you were surprised by who God used as a leader. What did that experience teach you? Number two, how can you better support and encourage the leaders in your community, even when it is challenging? Thank you, God, for showing us through Aaron's staff how you choose and support leaders. Help us to see your hand in the leadership around us and give us the strength to support them with kindness and respect. Teach us to remember your past deeds as we face today's challenges. Guide us in your peace and help us to trust in your perfect plans. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.